Now, spend enough time in a courthouse and you become a connoisseur of lying. You learn to recognize the various types of bullshit, as Eskimos are said to distinguish different types of snow. The sort of winking denial Billy was indulging here, in which the words, "I didn't do it," were delivered in a way that announced, "Of course I did it, but we both know you can't prove it," must be every criminal's special delight. To laugh in a cop's face. Certainly my dirtbag father was enjoying the hell out of it. From the cop's point of view, there is no sense fighting this sort of confession denial. You learn to accept this situation. It is part of the game. It is the policeman's dilemma. Sometimes you can't prove the case without a confession, but you can't get a confession unless you already have proof. So I just took the paper down from the glass and dropped it on the little melamine counter in front of me. I sat back and rubbed my forehead. "You fool. You stupid old fool. Do you know what you've done?" "Fool? What are you calling me a fool? I didn't do shit." "Jacob was innocent. You stupid, stupid old man." "Watch your mouth, Junior. I don't have to stay here talking to you." "We didn't need your help." "No, could have fooled me." "We would have won." "And if you didn't, what then? You want the kid to rot in a place like this? You know what this place is, Junior? This is a grave. It's a garbage dump. It's a big hole in the ground where they throw the trash nobody wants to see anymore. Anyways, you're the one who told me that night on the phone you were going to lose." "Look, you can't just..." "Jesus, Junior, keep your dress on, would you? This is fucking embarrassing. Look, I'm not saying anything about what happened, okay? 'Cause I don't know. Whatever happened to this guy, what's his name, Pats? Whatever happened to this guy, I don't know. I'm stuck here in this pit. What the hell do I know? But if you're asking me to boo-hoo because some kitty raper child molester piece of shit got killed or killed himself or whatever, forget about it. Good riddance. One less piece of shit in the world. Fuck him. He's gone." He held a fist to his mouth and blew into it, then blossomed open his fingers like a magician making a coin disappear. "Gone. One less asshole in the world, that's all it is. Guy like that, the world's a better place without him." "But with you?" He glared. "Hey, I'm still here." He puffed his chest. "It don't matter what you think of me, I'm still here, Junior, whether you like it or not. You can't get rid of me." "Like cockroaches." "That's right, I'm a tough old cockroach. Proud of it." "So what did you do? Call in a favor? Or just reach out to an old friend?" "I told you I don't know what you're talking about." "You know, the thing is, it actually took me a while to figure it out. I've got a cop friend who told me this guy Father O'Leary was an old leg breaker and he was still working as a fixer. And when I asked what that meant, a fixer, he said, he makes problems go away. So that's what you did, isn't it? You called an old friend and you made the problem go away.